Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast, your number one free inspiration on authenticity and self-mastery. Today airing episode number 167, how to get out of your own shiitake and release stress. Well, the past 4 weeks have been another time of physical pain and suffering for me. That's why I apologize. I couldn't air last week's episode because I was not able to be at the office. I got the diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome from last year confirmed by the specialist, and he even suggested a surgery, another surgery I must say, of the thumb, which was broken 7 times in a former accident 10 years ago, and the fibromyalgia makes things worse. I was in terrible pain and shocked. Letting go, release, and going easy on me was on the agenda again. On my journey of transformation, I did learn that to change any situation, it's essential to find the root cause, to pause, to catch a break and let go and surrender, and to embrace whatever is, and then to fail forward, because quitting or falling back is not an option. So I will tell you how I go about that, and that may hopefully help you too. So in my case, the gift of long physical suffering and how to still enjoy life at its best is what is one of my great gifts to the world and what I mentor on. Whenever I am way too stressed and with new projects like the setup of the TV station and all that's on my plate, my masculine energy runs the show. To get it all done, that's good in one part, but the negative and the downside of it is that I am running way too fast and running quicker than it's possible. And done too long, that kicks me out of balance and alignment, and probably also will do the same with you. So the best tip for any stressful situation you find yourself in is to pause, to break free and to press reset. And then to restart your life to suit you better. That is what success is for me. Remember, we talked with the expert Andrew Miller in the past episodes about what success means to you. And thanks for taking the survey and telling us what success means to you. Success is great and hitting your goals is amazing, but if your health suffers at the same time, that is not success that I consider success, right? Because I have experienced that for decades in my life. Wanting the success or hitting the numbers and revenue goals, whatever it was. But if at the same time we compromise our health and corrupt our soul, that is not healthy at all. And that is not what I consider success. So I had to get out of the masculine energy running the show and find back to myself and the positive, relaxed, feminine energy to come into alignment. So ask yourself, where do I allocate my attention and energy? And come back to peace with the situation and yourself. You could also visit previous episodes to learn about techniques that help you do that, like breath work, Qigong, yoga, EFT, emotional freedom technique, and energy healing. So I explained many of them in detail. Please re-watch one of the prior episodes. And that's exactly what I do in this case. So I had to really quit everything here to really release and take it easy. And that's why things cannot be on schedule intended. So sometimes it's just like that, and then we have to cope with it. So I apologize for not airing last week. But if you find yourself in any stressful situation, or even caused by anxiety, then you need to break free from it, because staying in the situation for too long and being overwhelmed, overworked, and exhausted will kill not only your health but also your happiness. So on Tuesday, it was the first time after 4 weeks and long suffering and physical pain that I was back on the golf course. So golfing is my way to be in nature, to connect with myself, to balance myself from the working part and doing things. It's just relaxing for me and to allocate my focus, my attention, and my energy. And of course, I wasn't able to play for 4 weeks with all that pain, but that was a lovely day with a friend, and I really enjoyed it so much. So that is also success for me, because that is my way to up-level my energy and to come back into alignment. And that is essential for you to find whatever this is for you. For me, it is golfing and walking my dog and sauna or garden work. So that frees my mind and brings me back into energy, and with a good vibration and energy, every other thing in your life will change too, because that affects everything, right? So I hope that helps if you are in stressful situations, how to break free and how to realign. Thanks for listening in today, and talk to you next week. Bye.